Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
Last week, I began to emphasize on this issue of walking by faith before God, and that is what will guarantee you success in life. And remember, we said that it is the mercy of God that we need. And when we read from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, it said that what pleases God is faith. And we said that faith means that I am looking at the evidence of the word of God beyond the evidence of my surrounding circumstances. We said that there is little faith and there is great faith. And that great faith was used by Jesus to describe the actions, the heart attitude of people that were ready to look beyond what they could see. They were ready to look beyond what was the constraining circumstances in their lives and believe what God can do, could do in their lives. And when Jesus saw that kind of heart, he said, this is a heart that has great faith in God. But the people that had little faith, like he described Peter when he was walking on water, or when he was telling people not to be anxious about tomorrow, he said, having anxiety for tomorrow shows that you are looking at your surrounding circumstances as being superior to the power of God that can work in your life. Remember that we have described in previous times that there is what the Bible calls the power that works towards those who believe, and that is called grace, actually. There is what is called the power of God that works towards those who believe, which means that God releases a special ability to help them overcome circumstances. That is, if I stand in the face of adversity and pursue what God wants to do in my life, what God has given to me as a vision, that I'm not ready to forego of God's ability that's workable on my behalf because I'm afraid of what human beings can do to frustrate me. I'm afraid of what the circumstances, the nation, the economy, the progress of the value of the naira or inflation in the price of petrol. If I allow those things to hinder what I believe God can do in my life, Jesus said, you have little faith and you will sink in the face of adversity. Are you getting my point? But that if I look beyond that, like Joshua and Caleb, we entered into the promised land. Yes, we saw the giants. As far as I'm concerned, for us, Nigeria is a promised land. How do I know? Because you look at a land that has good flowing inside it. It has, from the hills, you can dig copper. Now, these are the characteristics of a promised land. You look at the ground, it is fertile. You look at the land, they are well watered, both from above and from beneath. Now, come on, that is a promised land. However, giants are planted in the land. Corrupt politicians are planted in the land. You understand? Oppression by the police or by local government houses, they are planted in the land. You see people who, because of their corruption and their self-interest, will not want the whole nation to prosper. They are planted in the land. Now, those are the things that God calls giants. But listen, I will not turn back from the land of my promise just because there are giants in the land. No, but what will I say? That if God is on my side, all these people will fall for my sake. Their defenses have departed away from them. Even if they join into a court to be able to maintain their hold on power, God said, I will scatter them because they are coming against me one way, they will go away in seven ways. Now that is faith. I'm not saying there are no adversities. I'm saying that if God is pleased with me, the defenses of the strong men working against me have departed from them. The adversities become my stepping stones to my victory. Like they always say, there cannot be a testimony if there is no test. That is the first part of that word, testimony, is test. You must go through test before you have a testimony. If you run from the time of test, it shows that, like the Bible says, your strength is small. And listen, no matter where you run to in life, tests and adversities will always come. But the man who stands up against the test, who stands up in the face of adversity, he's the one that will have a victory, is the one that will have a testimony. And listen, what is God looking for? Looking for people who will, despite the adversities, despite the tests, despite the trials and the troubles, they will stand with God, walk in righteousness, and believe that if God is for me, no man can successfully stand up against me. That if I am God's David, even though the Goliath be tall and strong and big and have his spear, the head of the spear like a weaver's beam, Yet, with a small rock in my hand, armed by the power of God. Remember, I said there is what is called the power of God that works towards those who believe. You understand what I'm saying? That is God's power. Arming that little stone in my hand, I toss it at his head. The giant falls down. Listen, if you want to do business and all you have is 1,000 naira, that does not mean you cannot overcome a man with 1 billion. Doesn't mean it at all. The difference is whether God is in your 1,000 naira and whether God is against his 1 billion naira. The Bible says that God can save with a multitude. He can save with few. That is, the ability to save with God is not dependent upon whether there is a multitude or whether there are few. That with God doesn't mean anything. When God blessed the land of Israel, a small village will go against a nation in battle and they will win. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. And we said that if God is with you and God has planted a vision in your heart, what he will give you is a seed to effect that vision. And he will tell you, sow that seed. That is what will become a university will start as a daycare center. What we end up as an airline will start as one single Okada that somebody bought. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make? That is what we end up as a great manufacturing company. Manufacturing cars will start as a small mechanic workshop. That's how God does it. Then God pours forth upon it the power that works towards those that believe. And watch it. It's just a matter of time. Remember we said the child that does not die will become an adult. Those are the things we began to explain. And I said something last time, which I ended with, that faith can grow. That what God is looking for is faith that is great. And that faith that was small can become great if you walk upon the faith that is small. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? And that what increases faith, actually, is what you do with your heart. That's why the Bible said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it said, guard your heart with all diligence. It said, from it flows forth the issues of life. Jesus said, if you believe with your heart, so we know that faith is of the heart. Are you getting my point? That is, the ability of your heart to believe depends on what you fill it with. Now, there was something I said last time, which I would like to repeat. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 says, iron sharpens iron. It says, so one man sharpens another. Let me add my word to it. So one man of great faith sharpens the faith of another one that was small. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, if you see people that have overcome adversity and overcome difficulties and succeeded, you read their books, your faith is sharpened. Now, what I want to emphasize today is that issue of sharpening your faith, of increasing your faith to a level where it becomes indeed very great. Now, get what I'm going to say here. Faith can increase, and it increases by what you allow into your heart. There's something I want you to understand, that the battle in life is to sustain your faith. Let me explain what I'm saying. Listen, anytime you watch TV, now, if you don't believe in devil and Satan, you had better believe that he is real. That the devil is working to bring your faith down. And what does he use? He uses the people around. They speak to you the words of Satan. He uses the news networks. They speak to you the words of Satan. For example, they will tell you that Nigeria is one of the poorest countries in the world. Now, that is not true. And believe me, it is not true. Those of you who believe that you have never seen poverty. Now, I'm not even talking a matter of faith now. I'm talking about physical evidence. Material fact, Nigeria is not anywhere near one of the poorest nations on earth. If you want to know, one of the reasons why they say we are one of the poorest nations on earth is because they have their ways of gathering their statistics. They want to check the number of cars that Nigerians buy. They go to the shops that sell brand new cars and check how many cars that come across our ports into the nation. You and I know that most cars don't come like that. For every brand new car sold by one of the big companies in Nigeria, 100 is sold from Beja Bridge in Lagos. When it is Christmas time, they want to count who is spending money. They go to the big shops. How much money does UAC make at such times? You and I know that the trader in Ogbete market does not submit his records to IMF. Most of the money spent in Nigeria are informal. You understand what I'm saying? Most of the dollars that flow into Nigeria come in people's pockets. They don't come through to wire transfer. People put it in their pocket when they are coming home. Of the hundreds of millions of dollars that Nigeria bring in during Christmas to come home and spend, few of them are documented. Listen to me, Nigeria is not anywhere near one of the poorest nations on the earth. But this is what I'm saying. They keep telling you Nigeria is very poor. Nigeria is very poor. You are owing a lot of money. And every day you hear it, you lose faith in your ability to prosper in Nigeria. They keep telling you stories. Your leaders are like this. They are like that. Every time something goes wrong, it is blown up very widely so that everybody will know something went wrong. But everything that goes good is never reported. So your faith is not strengthened. When your friends fail, they let you know. When they succeed, nobody tells you about it. Or when they succeed, they give you excuses that it is because his father is like this. I happen to have the privilege of knowing a lot of young men who are successful, who had very rich and influential parents. Interestingly enough, go near them. In their cases, their parents did not give them any helping hand beyond the education they gave those young men. But once you see somebody succeed, you quickly start looking for a physical explanation to explain why he's succeeding. If you don't find, you have a saying they have in my place. They say the foundation of wealth is dirty. It's a lie. It's a poverty mentality. It's a saying of people that are not going anywhere. They'll tell you, for you to be a billionaire in Nigeria, you must be corrupt. That is why the person saying it to you will never prosper except he's corrupt. And if he's corrupt, one day he'll die, never having really seen true prosperity. Listen, don't let them take away your faith. I like what one man of God said. He said, black is not lack. I was reminded of that quotation recently. That was Bishop Oyedepo. Are you getting my point? Listen, the fact that you live in a country like Nigeria, it does not in any way mean you will not prosper. You are not even living in a poor country. And even though you are living in a poor country, you can even prosper. One of my friends told a story once. One guy came from abroad. Saw his cousin had bought, what we call a tukumbo car. You understand? A tukumbo, a used car. He asked the guy how much did he buy the car. The guy said 1.5 million naira. They calculated it. It came to over $10,000. The guy asked his cousin, you bought this car? The guy said yes. He said, the day I have $10,000 to put together and call my own in America where I live, I'm coming home. Listen, the guy drives brand new cars there, yes, but he buys it on credit. Now, I'm not saying the society is bad. I'm just telling you that let nobody deceive you that you are living in a poor country. You are not. You are not. Do you get my point? Now, what am I saying? Faith. What Satan tries to do is to weaken your faith. Keeps on deceiving you every day that graduates don't have jobs. I keep on saying it. There is nowhere on earth that being a graduate is a guarantee of having a job. Nowhere. Being a graduate is just a guarantee that you have been educated. Now go out and use your education to do something. A young woman came to me once and said she needed a job. I couldn't help her. She said maybe she should go back to school to get another degree. I said, for what reason? So I can get a job. I said, you are making a mistake in life. I said, you have a first degree. That is all you need. Now, get my point. I am not saying that you don't need a second degree in life. That's not what I'm trying to say. I have a second degree. I have a specialist degree. My wife has a master's. I'm not saying that you don't need a second education. But I am saying that if you are pursuing it just to get a job, something is wrong with your head. People do it every day. You go to Lagos, you see young men and young women, they want to kill themselves doing ICANN. They sleep in classrooms, wash their clothes behind the classrooms because they feel the day I get this ICANN, I can get a job. In reality, they will get a job in the company of a man who he cannot. He doesn't have ICANN. The man hardly went to school. I'm saying that you have a first degree. That is just to get you educated. So I told the young woman, if it is money you are looking for, it is a wrong investment you are about to start again. I said, you have been educated? Fine. What can you do? I said, listen, are you a good tailor? Are you a good cook? Are you a good teacher of children? Choose what you can do and use your enlightened and educated mind to do it. Graduates will never become mechanics, so most of our mechanics don't have sense. I'm an engineer. I know mechanics that can hire engineers and pay them without batting eyelids. But because they do not have this misconception in their heads that I'm an engineer, the man can get down and get dirty. He can get down under the car and earn good money. But the engineer is going from V-Mobile to MTN to Glo to Nigeria Breweries, going from one place to the other, begging for jobs. He will not agree to open an electronics repairing shop. Because if you use the skill of an engineer, all of us will carry our products to him. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? What happens is that they keep taking away your faith. When people's faith has been so taken away and placed somewhere else, they take it away from God and place it in the nation. That same engineer will get to America and sweep gutters. Why? He has faith in America. He will get to London and be washing plates. The engineer that wouldn't bend down to change a tire in Nigeria, they have taken away his faith. You need your faith back. That's what I'm preaching to you today. You need it back. You need to listen to me and people like me telling you the truth that God can bless you without your degree. God does not need your BSc in engineering to make you the owner of a car manufacturing company. When you have used your engineering degree to run all over the world looking for jobs, God will raise the guy who was cleaning your father's car while you were studying the engineering. When you come back home, he will offer you a job. Listen, you need your faith back. CNN has stolen your faith. You need it back. The newspapers have stolen your faith. You need it back. Those newspaper columnists, let me tell you, most of them are alarmists. They don't have your good at heart. They are writing what they believe will sell. One day, the president of our country, he made a statement which I have not forgotten during one of his broadcasts. He said he called the editor of one of those newspapers and asked him, "You know what you are writing is not true. Why do you keep writing these things?" Said the man, "Oh God, we have to sell. Yet you pay your hard-earned money for a newspaper that was designed by Satan to take away your faith." When you hear people tell you the truth, like I'm telling you right now, suddenly something rises up inside you, trying to have an explanation for why I'm wrong and you are right. Listen to me, that's your problem. But I will tell you, those of you who are believing what I'm saying, that you will never be put to shame. It is not me you are believing. Jesus said, "You have not just received me, you have received the one that sent me. I have brought the word of God to you. If you are believing it, that God will stand behind you and defend you every time." Life is very short. When I say short, that is what you think 70 years is a long time. It will soon come. I give you 15 years time. You will yet distinguish between those who believed God and those who did not believe him. If you are a believer in God, listen to me, you will succeed. You will prosper. If you walk with God, you will succeed. You will prosper. All those who said that you are a fool, you don't know what you are doing, watch it. They are about to step into poverty. Listen, there are seasons in life. There is a season in which God allows people doing iniquity to prosper so as to test the heart of the righteous. God said, "The day is coming," that this has not yet come, "the day is coming that we burn like an oven." He said, "When God we burn off all the wicked like chaff," he said, "but unto you that fear my name, will the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings." Listen, friends, no prosperous nation was made from outside. None. It's when the word of God enters into the hearts of the people inside and it causes them to arise to productivity, then they begin to prosper. But to think that foreign aid will make you prosper, you have been fooled. I don't blame those who are not giving Nigeria debt relief. You know the reality? That is not what we need. We need a heart relief. We need a relief for our faith. We need for people to stop deceiving us, telling us that we are one of the poorest nations on the earth. We need for people to stop believing that the reason why they are not prospering is because they live in that so-called poorest nation of the earth. Are you getting my point? I have come to believe from observation that most people who make it well outside Nigeria will have done as well if they have done what they are doing there here. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. But it's a matter of faith. It's a matter of faith. When he's in London and he needs money, he will wash somebody's car to get money. But in Nigeria, he won't do it. Why? He's educated. He has a degree. You know the reality? It's a matter of faith. It's not just a matter of degree. He just believes that no, here there is no future. So why should I go through such a demeaning experience when there is no future for it? But there he believes it's a matter of time. Let me tell those of you, listen to me today. Your prosperity also is a matter of time. God is asking me to tell you that if you walk with me and you are perfect, if you believe me, I ignore what everybody else, even possibly including your parents, what they are saying, trying to scare you. If you will believe me despite that, I will cause you to prosper. And they will look and say, "Can anything good come out of Nigeria?" And they will say, "Come and see. It is you they are coming to see." Are you getting my point? I said, strengthen your faith. Listen to the right things. Stop discussing with people who don't have any faith. Jobless people who have no hope, no ambition, no vision. God is not moving them anywhere because they have resisted him for so long. And they start giving you examples of failures.
Listen, whatever you want, there are enough examples for it. That is why my examples are irrelevant if I did not have the word of God to back them up. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? I read the story of Merlin Carruthers. He's an author, an American pastor. He said when he was in the army, as a private, he was following one corporal about. They put the two of them to man a machine gun. Bombs were falling around them. He thought they would duck into the bunker. The man did not duck into the bunker. So he thought the man was a brave soldier. So he too stood there as a brave soldier beside his brave superior. Then the bombs passed and they were not hit. He said one day, they were walking through a minefield. If you don't know what a minefield is, it's a field where people have planted anti-personnel mines. You step on one of them, you are blown up to pieces. He said, I saw the guy walking anyhow. He thought it was a matter of bravery. So he asked him, sir, this is a minefield. Why don't we mind how we step? Then he realized the truth. The guy said, I don't care. I'm praying I step on one of them anyway. The guy had a suicide wish. And this young boy had been following a man with a suicide wish, not knowing, thinking it was a matter of bravery. What am I telling you? Some of the people telling you stories are nothing but failures that have no future. Stop following them. They have failed. They don't want you to succeed so as to show them that it was possible to succeed where they failed. That's why they are lying to you. Listen, Nigeria is a good country. The father that gave birth to you does not affect your chances of prosperity in any form. The course you studied in school cannot hinder you from prospering. Listen to what I am saying. If God is pleased with you, he will bless you. It is time to stop camping with failures. Start listening to men who charge off your faith, who tell you you can do it. That though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shouldn't fear any evil because the Lord is with you. Listen, he said, his rod and his staff, they will comfort you. He said, he has prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. Any man who tells you that, be his friend. Anybody who gives you a book, saying, read that book, your life will be transformed for good. Follow him. My pastor in Lagos said something once, and to me, it's so instructive. He said, the Bible said, fools despise knowledge. He said, fools don't have a library. What am I saying? Men who are not going anywhere, they don't read anything. They sit down and deceive themselves. Anytime they sit down to discuss, it is Man U, it is Chelsea. Sit down and discuss the principles of investment. They will tell you there is no, I don't mind them. They just want to eat your money. Sit down and discuss how to start a business and succeed in it. They say, don't worry, this country, there is no future. Just get a visa and go somewhere. Listen, there are men who have failed, who have nowhere they are going. They have no future. They are trying to bring you into their camp. The Bible says, broad is the road that leads to death and destruction. And there are many people that walk in it. So the one that leads to life, there are few that find it. Listen, make sure you are amongst the few. God is yearning, looking for who to bless. But there is one point, he does not bless those that have no faith. You know the interesting thing? Sometimes you see, you know, Christians will say, they're unbelievers that have been blessed. Listen, I have said the difference between a believer and an unbeliever is not that he goes to church. It's whether he believes anything. The so-called unbeliever you are talking about, go and check the amount of resistance his heart has in what he's doing. Go and check the doggedness of his expectation concerning what he's doing. Listen, God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. What am I saying? You that claim you are a Christian, you are a believer. What God is saying is that give me your heart. Let me walk on it. Rise up in faith so that I can release the power that works towards those who believe on your behalf. There is a power that every time he sees those who believe, the power is released. It's hanging in the air, looking for who to bless. But the people don't have any faith. Their faith has been denied them. They have taken it away from them. The time they should be spending energizing their faith, they are watching home video. This time they should be spending strengthening up their heart in God. They are watching films. Listen, those are the machinations of the enemy to deaden your brain forever. That my pastor was telling you about earlier. He said he has noticed something. He said when you get to a place like America where there are a lot of blacks and a lot of whites, get onto a train. A typical white man is reading a book or a newspaper or a magazine. A typical black man has headphones over his head blasting rap music. Then you wonder why one is prospering, the other one is not. Fools despise knowledge. They don't want to hear the truth. That if God blesses you, plant your corn it will give you a harvest. Plant the harvest. Very soon you will have a field. Plant the product of that field. A whole nation will be under your possession. But when they want to start, he said, look, you know, petrol was 22 naira a liter when President Obasanjo came into power. Now it is 65 naira a liter. Does that not show you that it has no good for anybody in heart? Ask them, how much does it cost to import petrol? They don't know. Ask them whether fuel price has not doubled in America. They are not even aware. The same America you want to run to, for your information, fuel price there has also doubled. And they are afraid of what will happen during winter. And you know, people, they don't know anything. They just get and start shouting. Listen to me. Take your eyes away from the negative things. Focus it on the word of God. Let God stir up faith in your heart so that your children will be called blessed. And they will look at you and say, my father was a blessed man. Let God walk in your heart so that your grandchildren will bear your name with pride. Oh, people like Rockefeller, I noticed. All the children are John Rockefeller. John Rockefeller. So they started putting 1, 2, 3, 4 in front of their names. That is fourth generation. No wonder the Bible said the blessed, when God blesses a man, he puts a blessing upon the children's children. Unto the fourth generation, come on, God is still blessing somebody. Believe me, my covenant with God is that my great-grandchildren will gladly tell you that Banky was my grandfather. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That people will go, oh, I like one thing that this man said once, Don Odunze Jr. He said he was coming back to the country from one of these West African countries. And a man looked at his passport in a foreign country and said, you are not Don Odunze. He told the man, look in front. Do you see those letters, JR? You know what it means? He said, the real Don Odunze, the original one, is my father. He said, the guy carried his bag, took him through all the checkpoints. And when they got into Nigeria, he said, tell your father he blessed me. The Bible says, a good name is better than silver and gold, than riches. Listen, this is how God will give you a good name. That you rise up, forget all the problems they are telling you. Forget it. God will bless you despite. There is nobody that does not face problems. None. The Bible said there is no testing or trial that has come upon you, but that's that one that is common to men. That is men who have succeeded. Ask them. Go and ask Bill Gates. They also told him he wouldn't succeed. Go and ask Dora Akinwunmi. When she took over NAFDAC, they told her she couldn't do it. Now, I think she was the first Nigerian, at least the woman Nigerian, I'm sure of that, to be honored by Transparency International. Are you getting my point? I sat down with friends one day, we were watching TV, and it was a finals of Miss World. And somebody said, it's not possible! A black person can never win it. 1 hour later, Agbani Darego was declared the winner. Don't let them fool you. You can prosper anywhere. I went to the person who said that. I said, listen, not only did a black person win it, a Nigerian won it. No Nigerian living in the U.S. has ever won Miss World. You need your faith strengthened. You need your faith strengthened with God's word. Because once you have that faith, that vision that God has committed into your heart, it can never be frustrated. To you, nothing indeed. Nothing. Absolutely nothing will be impossible. Then people will pay pilgrimage to your home to say, this is where that great man lived when he started. You know the way it is? There are times I read books. They will photograph where a great man was born. I was reading this man's one great preacher of those days. And in the book was a photograph of the shack, a cabin knocked with wood together where the man was born. It became an issue to reckon with. The poverty in which he was born was photographed for us to see. Do you understand my point? Come on, you need your faith strengthened back.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, log on to www.kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org. or P.O. Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.